Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Michael Long. You're hearing me actually live, but here on Made the 10th. Hello, Bonnie, Carol, Laura. Okay, so tonight's show with Lisa Zayas is going to be one of her previous shows I'm going to be playing. We'll be, we won't have any live shows today, but we'll be back tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, our first show will be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So Julie will be here, and Pandrea will be moving to Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on a weekly basis. That'll be her new time, so very excited about that. And, so that's going to be great. So we'll have the Julie tomorrow afternoon at 3, and then we'll have our evening shows as scheduled with Greg Keen finishing off at 9 Eastern Time tomorrow. So here is the best of Lisa Zayas. Hope everybody has a great evening. Much love to all of you. everybody, to Journey into the Light. Isn't that a beautiful song? The song's from the movie Titanic, if you remember that. I remember going to those movies with my daughter and loved the movie, surprisingly. It's very sweet movies. And I got my daughter interested in the books, and from a friend was telling her about my daughter and said, is she reading the anyway, those are from the so that's a beautiful song. So call on in. We're speaking to Lisa Zayas here. The number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the number here on Journey into the Light. And when you call on in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, please. And I'll come to you in the screening room as well. Remember, at the top of the next hour, I am starting my 60 days from now until Election Day on Election 2016. Speak your truth, no matter what side you support. I think it's very important for us, especially in the spiritual community, to speak our truth. I don't do it much here on this show, the spiritual show, but this is a forum, next hour, where people can come and speak their truth. Who do they support? Why? What are some of the important issues out that we need to be facing, talking about? We all talk about, you know, wanting to change things, make things better. But if we don't speak our minds, if we don't speak our truths, I don't care who is elected, nothing will change in the end. So I think that's really important. So that's going to be next hour. So I hope you will join me. And but this hour, we're going to be speaking to Lisa Zayas here right after the topic. So as you guys are calling on in, make sure you press that 1 on your phone there. And we will come to your call. So let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here, and let's welcome Lisa on into the show. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I am very well, very well. It's funny, I don't have kids to go back to school. I only have one daughter who's left in college, but I had my husband go back to school because he's a teacher. So
okay.
So it was a difference sending him back to school.
Yeah.
After a whole summer of being off, which was really nice.
Yeah, yeah, right. I forgot the name of that movie. What was that name of that movie?
That was Twilight.
Twilight, how could I forget? One of those brain freezes. That was some great. My daughter just loved the books, and it was really helpful for her. I won't go into the story, but it really was helpful for her, and surprisingly. And she really, and then the movies, and she's got so interested in boys then, and it was so cute to see. And anyway,
uh-huh.
Reminiscing as a father. But anyway, she's 22 now, so I don't hear about her dating or what have you. So anyway, Lisa, you got a great topic tonight, about praying and altars. You always get great, messages from your council. So if you want to go on in that, that'd be great.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Michael. Yeah. I was trying to think of what topic could we use to, you know, people always say, like, how can I do more spiritual things? You know, where do I start? And, you know, back in the day, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm 52 years old, you know, growing up, you know, we had crosses in all our bedrooms, and we had pictures of Jesus in my mom's room and statues. And it was always that, you know, he was looking on, he was watching, you know, and then it wasn't a good feeling. It was almost like, you know, you always felt like he worried, you know, that he had eyes on you. And I think that's where what we were told to almost have that respectful, but that fear also. And when you had an altar, there was always just the altar you would go to, in church. And I'm not saying some people, I know some people do have altars back in the day, but they were very far and few between. I know we didn't, you know, we had to go to church. And, you know, today it's so different. And I will tell you, the first time I started my altar, I said, you know, I want to be an altar, not of worship. And this is what the council said. Altars today, they wanted to make clear, was that they're not of worship, but they're of working, to work with spirit, not to just go there and to pray and let it go, but to actually work, you know, to work the prayer. And we give our power up so easily. We really do. We actually give our power up when we, you know, go someplace and expect that someone or something is going to take this, you know, prayer and move it along, when we, in fact, can do it ourselves. So the first time I had an altar, I waited for the house to be empty, and I went on this rock wall behind my house, and it took me a while, but at the time, I guess I didn't know the council's name. It was just my spirit guides, and I waited for them to show me, like, the perfect rock. This rock had to be the heaviest rock, but it was flat, and it was just perfect, and it was in, like, a triangle shape, and I got it up, got it to my house, and put it in the bathtub and washed it. It was full of, like, leaves and everything, and cleaned it off and put it on this beautiful napkin, like a handkerchief, and then I started setting up the altar. And like many people, I didn't know where to start, but I knew I wanted to have some place where I could just say, this is where spirit is for me. And so I started looking and reading a lot. And there's no right or wrong way. You know, people have, well, you have to have this on it, and there really is no right or wrong way. An altar can be just set up in a picture of someone, and I'll get to that later. But for me, I always felt comfortable with something of the four elements, so earth, air, fire, and water. And that's just me, because I just really realized that without any of those four, we wouldn't be here. And all those four are crucial to us. So for anyone who's interested, I'll give you a little setup. And again, it doesn't matter north, south, east, or west. None of that's really important. It's just a space. And it's a space that you go to when you feel at peace. It's a space where, even like when someone on Facebook says, hey, could you pray for so-and-so? How many times do we get that on Facebook? My son, my daughter is going through surgery. Can you pray for them? And how many times do we go, yeah, sure, but we forget about it. We do. I mean, we go through our days, but like, and we, as soon as we leave the computer, we usually do forget about it. So setting up an altar is more of working. But let me backtrack to what the earth, air, fire, and water are. You would, for earth, I would say that you could put anything from a stone, a crystal, a pebble, anything that you find. A flower is wonderful, and that would definitely do for the earth. For fire, of course, a candle, all right? And for air, a feather always works, although if you're burning any kind of incense, that definitely takes care of the fire. And if the incense is made of something from the earth, like, you know, if it's naturally made, like patchouli or frankincense, you're definitely getting the air, you're getting the earth, and you're getting, the fire. So you kind of got three elements just with incense alone. And then, of course, for water, you could just put a little cup of water or a seashell. Now, again, this is how I set up my altar. People have asked me, in no way is this the end all of how to set it up. If you wanted to take crystals and simply place crystals in a spot where it's not known to anybody and then put a picture of somebody, that could be an altar. We, in fact, have three in our home. We have one in the bedroom, and that's my personal one. That would be for if someone that I loved, my kids, had something going on, I would place their picture with the candle that I would keep lit until whatever they were going through finished. And that could be lit. One of those Goya candles are wonderful. They stay lit for a long time. And you would definitely say your prayer and then send out your intent. So that's my personal one. We have one downstairs, which is just our general one when we're just praying just for gratitude and for peace. And then my husband has his outside, a medicine wheel. It's a huge medicine wheel made out of stone. And he'll go to the backyard and he'll do his prayer to the elders, which then entails the use of tobacco in the Native American tradition. So there is no right or wrong, but let me explain the purpose and why it's so important where the council wants you to work. You, by having an altar, we're so used to worrying about, you know, I have to genuflect, or how many of us, anytime you passed a church, you crossed yourself, and that's all good. I'm not saying it's not. It's wonderful. But to have an altar where you work and remind yourself daily, like my son was going to Colorado. He had to get, him and his girlfriend needed to get a job each. They had to pass their interviews and get an apartment in 6 days. Now, that's a high, tall order to be done in 6 days. So I placed his picture, I placed a candle, and that altar reminded me to keep sending him love. Every time I saw that candle and I saw his picture, how many times a day, I would say, it's going to be right, it'll be fine, everything's going to go well. So it's working. It's taking your intent. It's taking that prayer. It's reminding yourself that you're connected. If someone's in the hospital, our days are so busy. But even if you had a candle, any candle, it could be your favorite smelling candle with that you really enjoy. That smell, every time you smell it, you leave the room, you come back, you smell that candle, you go, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm saying a prayer for so-and-so. Oh, that's right. You know, let me send out some love to them. It's mostly a reminder, and believe me, I will tell you now that the other side does not need altars for us to worship them. They really don't. It's not that important to them. What they need is for you to work with them, for you to actually hold their hands and to be involved in the prayer, to be present in the prayer. That's what they're looking for. So by keeping that altar and keeping that candle, it's reminding us humans, because, you know, we forget, yes, I'm keeping my aunt in my prayers. I can't be with her right now. She's across country, but she's going through surgery, and I need to keep her in my prayers. That's what it does. It brings us back to believing that we have that power of love, the power to send the prayer. And you've heard, Michael, I'm sure, how many times people have said, wow, they, you know, they prayed for us, and, you know, and it was remarkable. Well, this just keeps you in that moment. And if 10 to 15 people were just to do that, just to keep that prayer, you'd be surprised with the power of prayer and the miracles that can happen. So, again, altars, it doesn't have to be a full altar. It's just a place where you know, where you might have a special crystal, a picture of someone you love, a flower. You might even have a statue. It could be any statue from any of, you know, someone of saints or anything, that you might even put a rose at the base of that statue's foot, or, you know, an offering, just saying incense and just saying, you know, today is going to be a hard day. I need to pray. I want to keep my mind clean, and I need to pray. I'm going through some hard times right now, and I want to make sure I have good thoughts and good intentions while I'm doing that. Just the smell of a candle, the sight of the flowers that you put in that area, makes you go back to who you really are and sets the intent. So, again, I guess the council wants you to know that it should be a working. If you want to set your prayer and take it up to tenfold and make sure it really reaches to where it has to go, then do the work. Don't just say the words, but actually do the work and remember in the present and keeping that person in the present moment. So if anyone has any questions about altars, please, you know, reach out and talk to me. Again, there's no wrong or right way. My husband has excellent results with going out to the medicine wheel. I will tell you that my son got his job. He passed both. He passed the test, the second interview, got the amount he wanted. His girlfriend also got the job, and they landed an apartment the next day. Everything was absolutely the way I said, you know, I had in my heart, and by keeping them in my prayers and lighting that candle for the 5 days, it all went smoothly. He's back, he's packing, he's ready to go back to Colorado. So if you want to know what miracles are, if you want to know what, you know, the people here on this show, you know, why, how come it works for them, this is it. This is what we do. And it's no secret, and we should all be sharing it. We are going to be eventually the dinosaurs. The kids of tomorrow are going to be able to do what we do with no problem. There's going to be a huge thinning of the veil and huge ability to work with the other side. What we do is going to be like, oh, wow, you remember you used to work so hard? You know, our grandchildren will do it with ease. And, Michael, let me tell you, the transparency that we're going to see, you know, the lying is not going to be a viable aspect to anybody's personality. It's going to be something that it just won't be accepted. It will be known right on the onset, and you won't be able to hide from that. So, again, I hope that helps everybody. If anyone has any questions about that, I don't want people to think that when they see an altar that it's a scary thing or, like, what are they doing? It's simply keeping your prayer in the present moment and allowing that prayer to move up in exponential factors to make it so powerful that you know the outcome. And so that's it. And so I hope that helps you, everyone out there, Michael.
Oh, that's great. I was just steadily listening, and I have to say I really learned something because I listened in the past to the Catholic nuns, you know, and I remember their show on I was raised Catholic myself, and on the EWTN the channel, because the Catholic years ago, I used to watch that religiously with the kids. And Mother Angelica is one of the mothers there, very sweet, but very stern lady. And she would say that all the prayers that she did, she would say them really quickly, like, okay, the prayer's done. Okay, it's there. It's out. We don't need to continue on with it. But you give me a, you know, and the council gives me a different perspective of that. And I can see that. Keep that prayer going, to keep it out there, keep it, that makes a lot of sense.
And, you know, also add that, you know, to add to that is that the more intense, the more focused you are on it, and the more it hits a chord in your heart, when you really have that love that it needs to, you know, that love, if you set that prayer with love, you have taken it to such a huge factor. I can't even express how many miracles I've had in my life where I've absolutely lit the candle and kept it going. And everything has always worked out well. When I am definitely vested in the outcome, it works out well. And this is to help everyone. If we had this, we wouldn't be giving up our power. And that's what we do. I think that we, you know, we... When you keep saying prayers, it's I do the metaphor. If you just verbatim say prayers that you were taught, it's like a little kid going, mommy, 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 mommy. You know, eventually the mother really doesn't hear the child because it's just, oh, my goodness, it's the same thing. But when you said a prayer and you said that prayer with so much heartfelt love that you could – you almost can feel the knife in your chest because you want this so badly, and you light the candle, and you send love. And it doesn't have to be any prayer that you've ever learned. It's a heartfelt request. It's like, hey, it's as if you were talking to your best friend and you needed a favor. How would you talk to your best friend if you knew that they can do something for you and you needed them to take care of it? That's how you talk. That's how you address your altar. You're talking to a friend. You're talking, or if you want to make it more of a parent, if that makes you feel better. But you're talking to someone in toe-to-toe equally. This is what I need to be done. And then, Michael, the biggest part I left out is that you factor in the I am, that you are a divine part, that you're a part of the source. You are a piece of God. And once you say those words, I am, that I am, you have now taken control over that prayer, and you are already saying, I know who I am. I am a piece of the divine. So I am requesting. I'm not even requesting. I'm expecting that this is the outcome because I am that I am. And you've now taken that, you know, by using those words, it's just like taking it on the speed track. But you have to believe it. I will tell everyone, if they're just going to mumble the words and not believe it, if you just say, yeah, I am that I am, but you don't believe it, it's never going to work. You must know in your deepest heart that you're a piece of God, that you're a son, a daughter of God, however you want to think of it. You must know that a piece of the God or the goddess lives in your heart. You are the temple. And when you truly, truly believe that, your prayers, it's almost like cooking. It's like putting the pot together, stirring in everything, and making the dinner and letting it go. You know it's going to work.
Gets me hungry there. But no, you're right. That makes a lot of sense because I believe that because it makes me think while you're talking about how, you know, in the Catholic Church we were taught, you know, the prayer for dinner, you know, bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts we're about to receive. Well, we were taught that as kids and we just, like you said, kind of mumbled it and whatnot. And then I would go over to my brother's house and he's still really strongly Catholic and they're still saying the same prayer, you know, 50 years later. And whenever I say a prayer or my family does around dinner, it's from the heart. I don't say scripted prayers. Even though I still, you know, occasionally go to Catholic Church, I have to feel it from the heart and something I've learned over the years. And so, yeah, And like you said, it's like if you're going to a best friend or someone you need help from, you wouldn't just say, hey, can you go ahead and do that for me? I really need that. And that's it. You wouldn't just mumble it on out. Because I think people who say prayers, I don't think deeply they think it really works. So let's get it out there. If it works, it works. Kind of like, you know, being at the casino or something like that. But if you really felt they worked and you, yeah, so I see what you're saying. That makes no sense.
And if you're not sure of the outcome, some people don't know exactly, you know, they're not really sure, but they know that they need to pray for someone or something to happen. Maybe they need to get a job or, you know, they're praying for it. If you're not sure, but it's for yourself, a good word to use, the council wants to say, is that use for the most benevolent outcomes. And what that means is that you're asking spirit, like, listen, I'm human. I kind of want this job, but, you know, I really don't know what's best for me. So I'm going to ask for the most benevolent outcome. And that just allows spirit to kind of, you're kind of giving him a carte blanche. You're like, this is what I like. You know what I like. But if this is not the job for me, then sometimes the best thing is not to get what we want. And then spirit almost has the ability to say, you know what? You're letting me, you're giving me the reins? Great. Let me show you what I have in store for you. And that's always a good thing. So use that word when you're not sure. Like you think this is what you want, but you want to say, hey, but if you got a better idea, you know, I'm willing to listen. And that's a great way too.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much, Lisa and the council for sharing this. And before we go to calls, which guys, we will really shortly, so hang on just another half a second. Lisa, tell the folks about your new CD.
Oh, okay. So we just launched a new CD. It is a sleep meditation. It's three parts. One is the introduction to getting you ready for sleep. So it's just a, you know, kind of the beginning. The second one relaxes the body deeply. It's something I use in hypnotherapy when I want to get you right to the edge, but I don't want you to go that deep. And the third one is taking you on a journey. So if you're sleeping, great. If you get to stay up to the third part, then you'll take a journey into the Tree of Life, which really was channeled by the council. While I was doing it, I had no idea where they were going to take me or how it was going to pan out, the story. So I was surprised when I stopped it, as you will be, you know, how they told a story. And I'm thinking that this is a great way because to tell a story that you don't even know the ending, I'm enjoying it too, so I'm hoping that you will. It's $20, the CD. There is free shipping and handling. So you can log on to my website at lisahypnotherapyandreiki.com, and you'll see it on the store side. And that's the first one we are hoping to launch. I am hoping to launch. I say we because the council is going to be there. We are hoping to launch some others, maybe Smoking Sensation. If anyone has some suggestions, I would love to hear them. I'm not sure which direction we're going to go in yet, but I'm open to any suggestions, and you can always leave me a message on my website also.
Okay, very good. All the links are here on the show page, folks, and we're going to get to the calls now. You guys who are called in, press the 1 on your phone. I will come to you in the screening room, so be by your phones, please, and please keep it to one question so we can help as many people as possible. 760, you're up first. Thank you for holding, and your first name is?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I like your altar information. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I hope it helps you. Any questions,
yes,
please don't hesitate to drop me a line on the website.
Okay, cool. I'm calling about, in another matter, I'm calling about my house. I'm selling my condo, and I'm buying a house, but I haven't picked the house yet because my condo hasn't closed yet. It closes at the end of the month.
Okay.
And so I'm getting pre-approved for a loan. I'm going to have a lot of cash down, but I have to borrow probably around $65,000.
Okay.
And the rest I'm going to pay for cash. But my question is, I initially really have always wanted to live downtown. That's just, you know, ever since I was young, I've always wanted a house downtown, wherever I lived. I think, oh, downtown's great. And then I always end up buying in the suburbs. And
okay,
so this time I'm going to buy downtown, except for I'm telling people and they all say, those are old houses. There's going to be so much maintenance. You can get something new newer that's not going to use up all, you know, your money on repairs. You get a lot more for your money when you go in the suburbs. And so now I'm second guessing myself and thinking, well, maybe I'm just pushing my will through and just wanting something so much and then not looking at the big picture. So if you have any direction for me on that.
Okay. You get the card separation, which is the snake card. And so it means that old paths divide and old skins are shed. So this is, you know that because you're moving. So that's not telling you anything, but it is saying that you are going to change because it's followed by breakthrough. And breakthrough means that you have a 180-degree turn. So the transition is so radical that you no longer continue to live the ordinary life in an ordinary way. Now, the council, before you started talking, the council wanted to know, are you going to, like, move in with someone? Did someone offer for you to stay with them until you found out where you wanted to go?
Yes.
Okay, because that's a good thing. I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because the place that you want is not ready yet. So go there and you'll find the place because it's not ready yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
They said, yeah, they came in right away. So everything is going to change. If that's what you want, then you know what? Is your friend living in that area? The one that you're going to live with? Are you going closer to where you want to be?
We don't even know yet because she just offered me. I was panicking. I didn't know what I was going to do. And she said that she and her husband are renting a house and I could rent one of the rooms from them until I got my new place, and I'm like, thank you. And she doesn't know where they're going to rent yet. It's going to be close to downtown, but not downtown.
I think it's perfect. Council said, go with her, take that opportunity. It's an olive branch. You'll get a chance to walk around, walk around that area, really find the place because the place is not ready yet.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right?
so much.
Yes.
You've been so helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that friend offered it to you. Is she a small-statured lady with straight hair, short straight hair?
Yes, long hair, though, yes.
Straight, very straight. Yeah, perfect. You're going to be fine. Take long walks, go around. You know, I think for some reason the walking is important because you might find a house that's not even on the market yet that you find the sign. So do a lot of walking where you want to live, and you're going to find your spot.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. It's going to be amazing. And don't let anyone tell you differently. You know, this is where your heart is. You're going to be fine.
Okay, good, good, good. Thanks.
Have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. We're going to go next here. Again, call on in 347-884-8245. We're here with Lisa Zayas, who is here every week on Journey into the Light here on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time every Wednesday on Journey into the Light. And by the way, Lisa's offering a special for the Journey in Light listeners only. You can get a 45-minute, now that's a pretty good long reading. It's almost an hour, so that's a good long reading. 45-minute private reading with Lisa for just $30. That's a tremendous bargain offer. I mean, guys, that is, and as much information as Lisa gives you as quickly as she does, oh my gosh, and as accurately. And go to Lisa's website, which is link is listed here on the show page. And if you need testimonials, people that she has helped, there's so many great ones there that just shows what great help Lisa has given so many people. And a phone number, if that's easier for you guys, here it is to contact Lisa. It is 570-269-5649. One more time, 570-269-5649. We're going to go next now to Florida. We're going to bring in Roth. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Roth. I'm sorry, the name Roth?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. I am well. What can we do for you?
I'm a little confused. I am calling in regards to my love life. I kind of fell for someone who's probably not fully available to me, but I just kind of want to see where it's going.
Okay. All right. So the card that you pull, the first thing the council says is that this is a learning lesson. This one is definitely going to teach you some lessons, and then you will be able to move forward. So there's lessons to be learned in this relationship about yourself. What
okay.
do you want in a person? So, you know, take the journey with this person. I don't see that this person is going to be the one that you're going to go with, but I feel that you're going to learn a lot who you are, you know, and I think that's really important for you because I'm not really sure you know who you are. I think you've lost yourself. And not in a judging way, but sometimes when we meet someone, we don't really know anymore. You know, we kind of
mm-hmm.
go with the flow, and we don't really recognize who we are. I was telling someone just recently. I remember dating this gentleman after a bad breakup, and hearing this weird sound when I was with this guy. But all right, Michael, not a very weird sound, but it was laughter. I was laughing. And I hadn't laughed in such a long time that when I was with this person, I was like, wow, I forgot how to laugh. And I think you're going to learn stuff about you. Does that feel right to your soul?
It does. It really does.
Okay, because the next card I get for you is harvest, and that means it means 1 year. It means 1 year. You can't rush the seeds. You can't pull, you know, you can't pull the flowers any faster than they're going to grow. So take this time to find out who you are. Really enjoy knowing what you like, what you don't like, and going back to the basics of who you were when you were actually when you were younger. You know, people say, okay, that person is gone. It's not. There's that little remnants of who you were when you were a kid, what your aspirations are, what you liked, and now incorporate that to the woman that you are today. But the roots of who you are, they never really change, you know. What you liked in life, what made you happy. And I don't think you've had that in a while. Would that be correct?
That's correct, yes.
I would look for that bliss, the thing that made you smile, the thing that
okay.
warms your heart. And I think that's what once you find that, you know, once you find that, you kind of get a little selfish. And it's not a bad thing. It's how could you love someone else when you don't have that feeling of yourself, when you have that bliss, that feeling of, yes, I know who I am and I can stand and own that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like you to take that this year, whether you're with him. I don't think you're going to be with him for the full year. I think 3 to 4 months, and then you'll take some time off. And I would like you to find that again. Reach down inside and pull that back up.
Okay.
All right. And I think that you are going to realize that you are a really fun person to be with and have a lot to offer. Have you laughed in a while?
You know, he's probably the only person that I laugh with.
Okay.
I probably haven't been this happy in a long time, but it's kind of like a roller coaster happy.
I always say to people, sometimes when you have the roller coaster, the highs are, you know, and the lows, you know, it's almost nicer to be at a steady. So learn what you can. Learn what you can and see what you like about this relationship and what you don't like, but learn for yourself. That's the advice I would give you the most.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. All right, let's see where we go next. Let's go to Vicki in Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I love that name. That's my, confirmation name, I should say. Lisa Ann Victoria. So.
Well, actually, it is short for Victoria, but okay.
I love that name. I always thought I should have been in the Victorian age, you know. I love that era. I love the name. I just love it. So what can we do for you tonight?
My question is pertaining to career. I am presently working on the contract. Just kind of like what type of energy are you picking up, whether this contract is going to be extended or do you see a new other, you know, opportunities coming my way?
Okay. Well, I have good news. I have two good cards. One is fertility, which means that there's new beginnings. A butterfly emerges from the cocoon, so that's always a great thing. So that means new things on the horizon. Again, if you were listening to the altar monologue, I would definitely ask for the most benevolent outcome because they have some plans for you, and it's going to be great. You have initiation as your next card, and initiation just means that rise and soar on the wings of a renewed spirit. What looked familiar before will seem strange, and what seems strange, familiar. So the council wants to know, is this a creative project? Or you do creativity?
My gosh, you are the second person to say that. No, I don't. Wow.
No, okay, because there's something creative in you that you need to own. And, there's something about a book. I don't even – there's something creative. There's something trying to get out of you that's going to take you to a different area. So something creative.
Wow.
So, you know, for I would say with initiation, let me just look at the card again. This one says, soaring flight, free from entanglement, lifting yourself above the endless ebb and flow of ordinary life to acquire a broader vision. So that's a great card. This is a rune of questing. To me, this rune means to me that you're going to take a different path, and it's going to be a path that you own, and you're going to be like, you know what, this is my purpose, this is my passion. So ask for the most benevolent outcome, because they definitely have some plans for you.
Okay, awesome. How long is your promotion on for? Because I would love to get a reading, but I have to wait until I get paid.
Oh, it's okay. No, it'll be on for a little while longer. Don't you worry, Vicki. We're here. All right?
Okay. I will read.
We're looking for that creation thing. I see, brush. Do you paint? Do you do anything with, colors?
My goodness,
I see.
You are the second person to say, my gosh, for the past 6 months, you're the second person to say that.
You know, Vicki, I'll tell you one thing, and I'm going to tell an interesting story. So I'll just hang on. I'm going to share the story with you. I was Erin. You know Erin, who was still be on Journey into Light with us. She's the one who got me the job. And she came up to me one day, and we had a great day together, wonderful time. I had just met her. And as she's shutting my car door and she's walking through, she goes, "So you're going to write that book?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? Book?" I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And she's like, "Yeah, you have to write the book, and don't forget, you start now, get it done." And then she just kind of walked away, and I'm like, "All right, you know, fine." So then, this is so true. We're at a clubhouse. It's the Poconos had a lot of communities where there were clubhouses, and we would go and bring our kids. And I brought all my kids, and I was sitting with my friend, and a lot of people were drinking. I don't drink, but I was just sitting there kind of watching my kids, and everyone's having a great time. And my girlfriend, she was a little tipsy, and all of a sudden, I felt like, if you ever watch West Side Story where Tony and Maria like,
yes.
look at each other,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
She turns to me, and everything around me seemed to, like, fade. And she was sitting across the table from me, and she looks me straight in the eye, and now she's straight. You know, she's not tipsy. She goes, so, when are you going to write the book? The book has to be done. You're taking too long. Make sure you get the book done. And then everything went back to normal, and then she was pretty tipsy again. I got up off that chair. I was like, what's going on? I think I ran. I didn't know what to do. I really, two people out of the blue. So if I am a second one telling you this, then my advice to you is run with it. Find out what you have to do because you
I
are being.
I have to because I've never thought of myself being creative. You know what I mean? So
I never thought I would
okay.
write a book either, but I have 365 pages worth of a manuscript, and I don't know if I'll publish it because the funny part about it is that I met somebody else, and they said the same thing. So I heard you're writing a book. I'm like, hey, who are you talking to? Like the council is very busy lately. And so I said, they said, well, guess what? You have to write the book, but this is – Vicky, listen to this. You'll write the book, but that one won't be published. Your second book will be published, but the first one won't, maybe not for quite a while. So here you're telling me I have to write a book, but that won't be published.
It won't be published.
But my second one will be. And you know what? That's exactly what's happening right now. I am working on a second one, and I have a feeling that one is going to have all the miracles and the stuff that I've, you know, had the fortunate enough of blessings of seeing. So that one probably will be. So, Vicky, if I'm the second, go find out what it is and find your passion because they won't stop. They won't stop until you find out.
I will definitely call you for more in-depth reading because now the fact that you're the second person.
Oh, it's good talking to you, Vicky. Much blessings.
Same here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Great call. Thanks for the call. And just a reminder, what Vicky was talking about was the special that Lisa is offering for Journey and Light listeners, as we mentioned earlier, 45-minute private reading for just $30, in case you didn't hear me. 45-minute private reading for just $30 for Journey and Light listeners only. Lisa's website link is right here on the show page, plus phone number, which is 570-269-5649, 570-269-5649. I just want to mention that Jennifer Taylor and myself do a relationship and love show. Call in about your relationship, Seeking Love, on Tuesdays and Fridays, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So it's kind of a later show, so everybody can get in. And so we're really having a great time. A lot of great calls. So check it out. Relationships, the number one question on Journey of the Light for the past 8 years. Let's go to, we're going to go to Lola in California. Welcome.
Hi
Lola. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well.
Thank
what
you.
What can we do?
I am calling about housing. I moved to Santa Barbara after I found this work trade to work for a woman in exchange for a house. Hello?
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you going in and out? See, to start from the beginning,
oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I moved to Santa Barbara after I found a work trade to rent a room in exchange for work. And it was not what I expected, and it's been a very difficult journey. But now I'm ready to move and look for a place. And it's an expensive city, and I wanted some guidance if I, you know, should look for where I should look in a way, if I should move with, you know, people or have my own accommodation. I just needed some guidance on that.
Okay. All right, so the first card I draw is the self. So I feel that what I'm hearing from the council is that this is really important. I know this wasn't a good experience, but it was definitely an experience you're never going to forget, and you're going to take all these lessons and move forward with it. So, yes, I know it wasn't. I feel like, yeah, this was not good for you, but believe me, the lessons you have learned are so important. So the next thing I would say after that, if you want to offer to spirit, is gratitude. When you find gratitude, even in the worst conditions, spirit opens doors. Amazing. A synchronicity is just an incredible thing that begins to happen. You actually, you own it. You say, okay, I wasn't a great experience. I understand it, but it must have had to happen. Remember, you have contracts, and contracts come in where you have to learn certain lessons. So if you go in to learn the lesson, you could say, okay, Spirit, I got this one. It wasn't an easy one, but I'm grateful for it, and I need to move on. And I think you're going to see things change. Now, I feel like I have no geographical sense of anything. I will tell you I'm the worst. But when I would get lost in a room, okay? I have no idea. But when I'm hearing your name, I feel when I do the compass in my mind, I'm feeling east and south. Feels good to me. North and west, not so much. Does that feel right to you too? I feel that way. Okay, east and south. I'm not exactly sure, but that direction feels good to me. Don't know where that is, but I feel good about that. The next thing.
Our neighbor.
Sorry. I'm sorry, no, go ahead, tell me.
I was going to say in Santa Barbara, or you think a little bit out, Goleta. Like, there's the city next to it is Goleta.
Is that to the east?
No problem. I'll look for it. I don't know. My geography is not good.
Oh, okay. You're geographically challenged like me. But if it's to the east and to the south, then I feel good about that. I wouldn't say north and west is not feeling like okay. What's showing me is that those south and east is very bright in my mind. Okay. So that means that's a good thing. That gives me, like, I feel good about that. So look in that direction. Your next card is, the first card, I'm sorry, is the self, which again is the lessons. So that was it. You needed to go through that. Use the word grateful in your prayers tonight. Light a candle, use the word grateful, and ask that the new doors be opened. You know, I always say that, you know, sometimes someone gives you a gift and, you know, you're like, oh, wow, I really didn't like that one, you know, and you feel bad. And you might rewrap it and give it to somebody else. We've all done it, so nobody go, oh, no. We've all done it. You know, nice, great. And then you rewrap it and you give it to somebody else. Well, you can do that with spirit, too. You could be like the gift, thanks a lot, really grateful, but I'm going to return this and move on. And believe it or not, you can have a sense of humor about this. It kind of lightens the mood about where you are. You know, say, great, loved it, great experience, need to really move on now, thank you so much. And that also takes it to another level because you are having a sense of humor and you're opening up your heart and you're not having that negative feeling. Once you bring the negative feeling of what you went through, you immediately lower your vibration, immediately. Mm-hmm. And you miss the opportunity of synchronicity. And people don't realize that. The next card is opening, which is a good card, and it says renewed clarity and dispelling the darkness that has been shrouding some part of your life. So this is once you get out of this, once you say your prayer, you're going to be fine. I really think that this is going to be all behind you. It says recognize that while on one hand you are limited and dependent, on the other you exist in the perfect center where the harmonious and beneficent forces of the universe merge and radiate. You are the center. So they're going to take your hand and move you right out of this situation. Don't worry about it.
The decision is correct, right, to move
forward? Yeah, your lesson is learned. Don't you feel your lesson is learned?
Absolutely.
Then move. Yeah, no, let's go. Pack our bags, let's move. You only needed to learn a lesson here. This was not a full place. This was to set an intent and to move on. So, yes, pack your bags and move.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Thank you for calling, Lola.
Is it okay what card you're using?
I use the Viking rune cards. They're all of 25 cards. That's all there are. There's only 25 in this deck. And yet they tell me they've been my best friend since I'm 25 years old.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just like to see the pictures because I do angel reading myself.
Oh, okay. You want to use the first card. Look for the self. It's number one is the self.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, what did I say? It was opening. Number 14, opening.
Okay.
It's a picture of a branch that's all lit on fire, and it's the center of everything.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Lola. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Have a good night.
Blessed night to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. And again, it's all the calls that we can take tonight. So, Lisa, I want to thank you so much. What a great show. Always is. And that was really a great topic, too. That was just very special, very meaningful.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope any questions, please, contact me on the website. Again, that's lisahypnotherapyandreiki.com. Just drop me a little letter if you have any questions about how you want to set it up, or even email me. It's lisahypnotherapyandreiki@yahoo.com. Send me a picture. And a lot of times I could look at it and I could tell you if you're missing something or if I feel something else could be put on it. Please, I would love to help you.
Okay, very good. Thanks again, Lisa. You do a great service for all of us, and I really mean that. So thank you, Lisa. And
have a great night,
thanks.
Michael. Night-night.
Mm-hmm. You too. Night-night. Bye-bye. All righty. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. I really mean that for the last couple hours. It's been great having you here on Journey into the Light. We'll get together again tomorrow on Journey into the Light. Tomorrow we'll start a little bit earlier at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? So 6 Central, and we have like 3 hours tomorrow. Joshua Darnell makes his return tomorrow, and Joshua's going to be centering around relationships. That's his degree. His master's degree is on relationship with emphasis on marriage and family. So he is going to just do a fabulous job on a very important area, I believe, is relationships, marriage, things like that, to be in a healthy one. This is a new goal of mine of the show, is to help people in the relationships and marriages, especially women, men too, of course. Men are abused as women are too. But, when a third of women are abused, that's something we need to help out. And my mom was, and witnessed that. And so anyway, so you can always count on all of our guests being really great to help you in those areas and all the others. So that's going to wrap it up for this part here. My next show coming up next, we're going to be speaking about the election 2016. Who do you support? Speak your truth. We'll take your call. Thank you for listening to this segment, and have a great night. Hope to see you in a couple minutes.